Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Welcome to the first Women Leading the Way radio show. It is Monday, January 9th, 2012. I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from beautiful, sunny Carlsbad, California, and today I am your guest host. Joining me on the show is Michelle Bergquist, the CEO and co-founder of Connected Women of Influence, for the inaugural launch of Women Leading the Way radio show. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Yay! Hey, Deb, how's it going? This is our first show. I'm so excited.
Yes, it's great. I'm glad that this is finally launching, and it's a nice way to introduce Connected Women of Influence and the Women Leading the Way radio show that Connected Women of Influence sponsors. So why don't we just talk a little bit and share with our listeners, what is your actual background and expertise?
Well, you know, I mean, we started Connected Women of Influence in 2008. But before that, I mean, I was a commercial banker for a number of years. So I started back in the, I won't even date myself there, but, you know, 13 years in banking. And, you know, the kicker for me is 5 mergers and acquisitions. So there was one little word that I got used to in my banking, which was change, you know, transition, company, you know, we were being acquired all the time. In 1991, I started, you know, my own business doing consulting and writing business plans for small businesses who were either starting up and looking for funding, you know, maybe SBA funding, or helping businesses launch and start, you know, small businesses. And so forward that, I mean, I'm one word, serial, or that's two words actually, serial entrepreneur, is that, you know, once you go self-employment, it's really hard to go back and work for somebody else. But I wrote business plans for about 8 years, and then moved down to the San Diego area. And just real quick, as far as the background, I owned a corporate gift business for about 9 years and sold that in 2007. Lots of, you know, great ideas, and, you know, learned a lot by running a corporate gift business with inventory and managing employees and whatnot. And, you know, also dealing with hardship as a small business owner, getting funding, you know, the family dynamics. My husband and I were together in business. My neighbor and I started the business together. So lots of war stories, if I can say that. And then after 2007, I wrote a book. So I'm one of those published authors that said, gosh, I'm kind of a talkie. So I trucked around the country and talked on my book topic of how you organize and manage your contacts in a database, and that's been extremely successful for me. But at the end of the day, I like to build things. So some friends and I were together, and in 2008, we launched Connected Women of Influence, which I know you have more questions on and the reason we're here, but we launched in 2008, and it's like my whole business life has been much different in building an organization, you know, geared for business-to-business women.
And, you know, I don't know, there's really in San Diego County, where we're broadcasting from, there are just a plethora of women's business groups. What made you decide that we needed another business women's group?
Well, first of all, I like the word plethora that you use.
It's a
50-cent really resonates
word.
It's pretty much, I mean, you go down any corner, look at every day of the week, it's like, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, there is, quote unquote, a women's group of some sort that, you know, basically you could go network at. And you know, there's always a story behind it, but I have to say, I mean, for 20 years I've been networking in San Diego, so I'm always, you know, sometimes surprised when I hear of a group I haven't heard about. But on the same token, as a book author and a speaker, I trucked around, you know, in 2007, 2008, and at the beginning of 2008, as I'd gone to all these different women's groups and chambers and professional associations, I was having, you know, some cocktails with some friends one night, and I said, you know, my gosh, I'm speaking at all these women's groups, and I said, they're fabulous groups, they're wonderful people, and the question kind of almost got put on the table by accident, is where do the business-to-business women hang out at? I mean, where do CPAs and attorneys and bankers and whatnot besides at chambers of commerce or at trade-specific associations? And literally, we kind of looked at each other and kind of scratched our heads and, you know, said, well, why isn't there? And so I just remember somebody saying, well, Michelle, why isn't there a group, you know, where business and professional women go? And I went, I don't know. And, you know, I'm a researcher. I'm a business plan consultant. So I did some research in San Diego and kind of looked as much as I could to cast the net nationwide and really tried to look for a group that was not industry specific, but was really dedicated to what I kind of call B2B professionals and executives. And honestly, couldn't find a group or an organization that really centered itself to meet the needs of business-to-business women. And I have to say, what's interesting is, at least in our group, I find the conversation is much different among business-to-business professionals, because it's not so much when you're a business-to-consumer business, you're obviously trying to entice an individual or a consumer to do business with you or to refer to you. And with business-to-business, you know, sales professionals or owners or executives, the conversation is more, who do you target? Who do you do business with? How do you do that? And it's just, it's more relational. I don't quite know how to put it other than I think we're on to something, because we're going to hit our 4-year anniversary here in July of 2012. So that's a good thing.
So the organization being business to business, is that the only thing that's different about CWI and other women's organizations that are around town?
Oh, keep asking me the questions, Deb. No, there's more. Of course we're different. We're different on so many fronts. I mean, you know, what's interesting to me is, even, you know, when you start a business, you may have an intention to be one thing or you specialize in something. I mean, when we started in 2008, loosely, we said our foundation is nothing more than, this is for business-to-business professionals. You know, what we found, I mean, flip forward, it's like, you know, we thought, okay, a networking group, you know, camaraderie, it's like, you know, good mind, you know, similar minds and similar target. And what's interesting is our members have had such incredible ideas that, you know, they jumped on board in the beginning. But I will tell you, our members say it's like, we're more than just a networking group, but not just a, I mean, we're more than a networking group for business-to-business women. We started that way, but through the, you know, past 3.5, almost 4 years, we've added a number of different events and programs, and one of them that I can't even tell you how excited I get when we think about this one particular program, is we have a CEO executive panel forum that is a way for our members and for women to get basically access and learn from other C-level executives, whether it's a woman-owned business who's a CEO or president or owner of a company that she owns, or it's someone who works for an organization that's at a C-level position, like head of marketing, head of HR, or it might be a senior level executive in some other department, CFO or chief administrative officer, is we put them on a panel, have a topic that we feel we try to make them edgy and different and unique. And those topics, it's like, seem to draw out women in corporate America, small business owners that are B2B. And it's just been a unique way to be able to have a different kind of program. Because for what I do for a living, I'm one of those talking heads that tells you 5 things, 7 things, or 9 things you need to do to be more successful. We made the decision within CWI that less on telling and more on sharing expertise and sharing resources and sharing tools and techniques that make us better businesswomen. And it's been a unique way we do what we do. In addition to that, you know, there's just such buzz on groups that are mastermind groups where you get together and you basically peer-to-peer support and advice, almost like an advisory board type of groups we've started within CWI as well. It wasn't something that we initially started with. Our members came up with that. So, you know, as just a kind of pendulum, we started as, quote-unquote, a networking group. But I think, you know, from what our members tell us, we've added so much more to that that, you know, there's a couple of things that certain members really like the peer-to-peer part. Other members like that they're not being told to do what they need to do. They're going to learn from others and get resources and sharing of ideas. And, we pack it all up and wrap it all up in a number of events and programs every month, and we're crazy busy, so it's a good thing.
And now, so there's several activities during the month. How do you think the members most benefit? Is it a specific way they benefit, or are there just a variety? I mean, I've heard a couple of things that you've said about, you know, how the members seem to benefit, but, you know, what is their purpose for belonging to CWI? How does it help them further their business?
No, I think that's good. And I'd like to say, you know, from when we started, again, you know, thinking that it's a networking group exclusive to business professionals, you know, in interacting with members through the years and also being very, you know, proactive and seeking feedback and ideas from our membership. I mean, what our members find in value in CWI is, you know, I've heard a number of different answers, but one of them in particular, which really resonates with me is, you know, as businesswomen, we're told that we need to quantify and track, you know, our ROI. I mean, if you're going to be involved in something or pay money for something, you want to look at what's your return on investment. And I think a lot of our members are very in tune with that. But what's interesting, even though we have members who are building partnerships through strategic alliances or they're doing collaborative types of activities on sales and marketing or partnering, you know, service provider to service provider and referring to each other or doing business with each other, what's been interesting is some of our members will say, it's like, Michelle, you can't quantify this. You know, there's just an essence to CWI where it's the like-mindedness, the conversation is similar, we learn from each other, we share resources, and then at the end of the day, it's like, you know, the question becomes, who's got your back? You know, who can you rely on for when you're just having maybe some questions you've got for your business and you want just to, you know, a really group of people you can reach out to and say, hey, how would you handle this? Either through the roundtables or individually with the relationships you have. So there are the dollars and cents piece of it and the different events we have, which most members will complain and say, there's too many things for me to go to. And I guess, you know, while that might be bad, I kind of feel like that's a good problem to have because we have so many choices of what members can go to, you know, by design, that we're building quite the professional community, at least that's our goal, that really fosters the development of these relationships, whether it's for collaboration or alliances or just, you know, like-mindedness.
And do you offer them any type of, I don't know, workshops that help them strengthen their skills in different areas of business development?
Ooh, I love that you asked that question. You know, I'm laughing because this year, excuse me, in 2012, we have just launched our new professional development workshop series. And so for the last 2 years, I've literally been sitting down with members and interacting with them and, you know, listening to the things that people talk about that they struggle with in business or that they would like more information on or more resources or more, you know, just information and education. And while we don't want to be, you know, a training company at all, I do think that there's some very particular topics that our members have said over the last year and a half where we've been really dialed in and paying attention that they say they have a need for. And again, it comes down to, it's like what's already being offered out there. You know, our person, you know, our kind of like organization philosophy is that we would like to help women lead the way, but lead by the assistance of other amazing women leaders. And so for our workshop series and professional development workshops, we're starting with an advanced LinkedIn workshop. And excuse me, I'm going to go to a commercial here, which is for Connected Women of Influence. Our very first professional development workshop is coming up on January 31st in San Diego from 8:30 in the morning. Check in, and the workshop will be from 9 a.m. until noon. And it's on the techniques and the strategy of what you can do to really benefit through LinkedIn. You know, I've been to workshops before where it's on, you know, how to set up your profile and, you know, how to kind of navigate basic things on LinkedIn. The workshop we're doing is our members want to know, gosh, you know, how do I do more on LinkedIn? How do I search for professionals? How do I reach out to somebody in my, you know, my LinkedIn network, and how do I ask them to be able to make a recommendation or, you know, give me an introduction to somebody that's part of their network that I'm not linked into? You know, how do you do some of those strategies so you have more than just a beefed up profile? And we have an amazing workshop presenter that's coming in that I've actually heard and been a participant of a workshop. Her name's Andrea Sperry, and we will be interviewing her to hear kind of some of the things that she's going to focus on the workshop. So that's one example, but some of the other ones that we have in the pike are just, you know, email management and, you know, dealing with all the new latest and greatest technology and gadgets. There's just so many choices we have. Those are some of the different workshop series that we plan to bring out on a quarterly basis.
Michelle, we do have a caller on the line who would like to ask you a question. So, caller, go ahead and ask Michelle your question. You may want to give us your name, your first name.
Yes, International Booby. Booby.
And did you want to ask Michelle a question?
Yes. How will I get involved with the program? And do you have an internet link that you can put in the chat room so I can join the movement?
Actually, did you give us your first name? I'm sorry. What was your first name?
International Booby is my name. I'm in the chat room.
Internet. Okay. You know, it's actually, this group is for women only. It's like,
right,
it's
right.
For women, professionals, and executives.
No doubt. I understand that. I have a nonprofit organization called Actually Helping. I help everybody. But at the same time, I got all my kids as daughters. So, you know, that may be that they can network with, maybe, if that's possible.
Well, I've definitely put the link to the website into the chat room. The link to Connected Women of Influence is connectedwomenofinfluence.com.
Sweet.
Great. Thank you so much for your call.
Sounds good. Thank you for the information.
Thank you. And so, Michelle, there is over at connectedwomenofinfluence.com a link for under events for professional development workshops where they can find out more information about the LinkedIn event that we're holding. When are we holding the LinkedIn event?
It's on January 31st.
San Diego. Thank you.
There's information there. Just under the events tab, it'll say professional development workshops, and the one on January 31st for LinkedIn is right there.
And now, is there just one chapter? You have two chapters, one in San Diego and one in North San Diego, correct?
I like to say we are growing strategically, but yes, I mean, obviously our goal is to be a nationwide membership organization.
Mm-hmm.
We started in San Diego, which is where we're based and headquartered. We have two groups in San Diego. There's a North San Diego group and San Diego group, but we are going to do a soft launch in the Orange County area in Southern California in the end of the second quarter of this year.
Okay.
So they
can find out dates over on the website for the San Diego events and the North San Diego events, correct, under the events tab?
Correct.
And so what is your goal? You mentioned some growth plans for CWI. So what does the future look like?
You know, right now I think the nice part is, you know, starting in what was a very, as we all know, what happened in 2008 at the kind of demise of the economy, if you will, with all the changes and the meltdown, you know, that's a really tough time to start a membership organization because just instinctively what most companies and individuals have done, they've backed off on a lot of their membership organizations or trade associations or whatnot. So, I mean, pridefully, I think starting out in that kind of a tough economy, you know, with some amazing connections and great businesswomen that, you know, kind of jumped on board with a leap of faith, we intended to kind of just be a very, you know, high membership number of a group. But what we're finding is that, you know, from a business-to-business standpoint, obviously with the name of our company, Connected Women of Influence, you know, we like to kind of say individuals achieve, but, you know, together we can really make change and influence things. And so from a growth standpoint, really want to kind of look at San Diego, and from there, it's like, you know, Orange County is next on our radar, probably the inland area of Los Angeles, which would be Riverside and San Bernardino County. And then we have some interest in the Arizona area in Scottsdale. So I'm open to anybody that says they want to start a Connected Women of Influence chapter, but, you know, we're going to try to grow strategically and say, you know, as we come out of this tough economy, we're thinking that it might be a whole different ball game for the group. But pridefully, we have over 100 members, and we're growing, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think, and also them being business-to-business and executive-level, C-level people who are involved in Connected Women of Influence, it's a very nice, very intellectual, smart bunch of ladies. And I think the strategic partnerships and the benefits or the opportunities of members to align with each other strategically is a very valuable to a small business. The ability, for instance, you had one member in the meeting planning or has a meeting planning or a meeting facility go out on calls with the caterer to introduce the caterer around.
Well, I think that's the thing is there's, you know, just so many different ways that the like focus of, you know, once you identify through our group what type of business, what size of company, what function of an individual you target, that's where you can find some amazing opportunities for referral partners and alliances. So, you know, we're starting to, well, we have been, but we're tracking what our members are telling us as far as how they're supporting each other as members. I mean, that was one way, Deb, and I know you're a member, so, you know, from the standpoint of what members are doing, I've heard people go on calls together where they're, you know, some of our sales executives and professionals have similar target markets, so they go out, you know, and kind of keep themselves face-to-face, you know, nose-to-nose in front of their high-worth customers, and so they will go on calls together, or they've done cold calls together where they're actually canvassing. You know, others I know that I've seen, it's like some of our members are doing workshops where they're co-promoting each other. One person is speaking and presenting, and the other one is almost like quote-unquote endorsing, you know, the workshop, or they're basically going together and they're promoting workshops together and events. Other members are doing some sort of an incentive to, you know, promote each other, where I know one member has put, they do a mailing, you know, actually old-fashioned mailing to their customers, and so they have a flyer that they put in for another member to just say, hey, you know, you might want to consider this service provider. I've worked with them before. You know, I really know that they're good quality work, and they're introducing their clients to the other's clients, and it's just, you know, there's just so many opportunities to collaborate, and I know personally myself, you know, starting the group with three other co-founders, you know, I've been benefit, you know, to my our members talking me up for speaking engagements locally, and it's such a different way when someone actually talks you up, you know, you don't have to really sell what you do. It's like, you know, you follow up on it and then provide your service. So it's kind of a cool way to do business. There's no other way to put it.
Now, I know you went over the LinkedIn for Professional Women workshop that is being held. We also, you mentioned the CEO Executive Panel Forum. I know you have one coming up on January 27th. You want to talk about that for a minute?
I would love to. Because again, you know, I mean, in any metropolitan area, you know, you've got the kind of actual, you know, city/area, and then you've got the kind of outlying areas. And within San Diego County, we have what's called our North County area. And so last year, we asked our members, you know, really what are we missing within CWI that we should have that we don't? And our North San Diego member said, we want, you know, a CEO executive panel series up here. So on January 27th, what we're doing is we have what we call our CEO executive panel forum series, but it's a breakfast event. We have four amazing panelists from a variety of different businesses. Right now we have Jan Jackson, who's a vice president at Cal State San Marcos, Bobby Dupree, who's the president of Quantum Learning Network in Oceanside. We also have Yasmin Shirah, who is an angel investor with Tech Coast Angels, and a Western Regional Vice President of Business Banking for Comerica Bank, Billy Joe, who I can't remember her last name, but Billy Joe is our fourth panelist. And what our topic is, you know, is really just centered on the idea that what is it that drives us and motivates us as professional and executive women? I mean, is it power? Is it money? Is it recognition? Is it influence or something different? But, you know, to be able to unpack the question, we all know we want to succeed. We all want to be more successful, have more money, be better, do better. But what really drives us at the end of the day is the question that we have on the table. So I think we'll have, you know, quite the variety of answers as we ask our panelists, but then we actually, for the attendees that come, we have small group table interaction as well, and so they get to know each other. Again, it's all business-to-business women, so we keep it very focused that, you know, our target attendees and those that come as our invited guests and those that register to attend are of the similar focus. You know, we don't really have business-to-consumer businesses attend our events. It's B2B women. And so, again, the conversation and the opportunity to make connections with other professionals is grand. And I do have to say, because our events are sponsored, Modern Postcard, headquartered in Carlsbad, California, is one of our platinum sponsors, along with Delicious Buzz, a social media company, syndicating your content. Deb, do you know who what company that is?
Let me guess.
Yep, the Blog Talk Radio expert and also social media. And then Barron Center are our sponsors for the event. So we expect some really good numbers. And if anybody's interested, we'd love for you to check out the website. And if you're in the San Diego area, this is the place to be on January 27th, early in the morning from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m.
So in the couple of minutes that we have left on the show, what is your vision for your show, Women Leading the Way?
No, thank you. Because, you know, this has been a year in progress. I mean, you and I started talking about the Blog Talk Radio show, you know, trying to find what could we offer to be able to, number one, you know, share information and resources or stories with each other and who would we interview. And I have to say, once we kind of identified the title of the show would be Women Leading the Way, I mean, that's our goal. Is our goal is to interview, you know, and bring on the show women in business who are in a B2B function, whether they own their own company, whether they are a CEO of a, you know, middle market firm here in San Diego or throughout the U.S., and basically, you know, find out how they do what they do. You know, I mean, women business owners and women business professionals, I personally think we do things a little differently than men do. We're wired differently. So we want to unpack that and find out what are women doing that are helping lead the way in business, whether that's running companies, being entrepreneurial and starting businesses. You know, do we think the same way as business women? You know, there's lots of generalities we can make. But, you know, our intention is to really kind of identify and have women on the show that will share authentically, you know, not only their keys to success, which I think a lot of people focus on, but I know I really look for the authentic side of business women to kind of really get to the heart of what have been your challenges that you've overcome. You know, if you had a lesson learned that you didn't know when you were 30 that you would rewind and maybe do over, what would that be? Because I think we can all learn from that. And then, of course, resources and tips and techniques and just how to be a better businesswoman, again, with the focus of business-to-business professionals and executives and CEOs. That's our goal of Women Leading the Way.
It'll be an exciting time. I wanted to mention to the listeners that if you are listening from our channel over at Blog Talk Radio and you like the description of what we're going to be presenting on a monthly basis at this time, there is a follow button under the CWI image at the top left. You can simply tap that button and you'll be always aware of what our next and upcoming shows are. And, of course, eventually as we move down the road with the new show, we'll be putting it on iTunes so that you can subscribe easily to it. It will also be available at the blog over at connectedwomenofinfluence.com. And we, of course, would invite you to subscribe to our blog feed because there will be a lot of great information coming out of the blog over at Connected Women of Influence. Michelle, in the last moments or two that we have, would you like to say anything before we sign off?
Well, normally it's like I would share something else, but I just want to thank you because it's like really, it's like to be able to do this and have you be our guest host for the day. We're going to turn the table next time, and I'm taking the helm, but I'm really excited about some of the different women that we've got scheduled, you know, that will be really sharing some great information and techniques and tips and just how to be a better business professional. So thanks for being with us, Deb.
Hey, my pleasure. And that is the show for today. Our next Women Leading the Way radio show will be on Monday, February 13th at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Thanks for joining us today.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence. the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.